valleys in our ways. But right here in this moment, may our strength be renewed as we recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move. Sometimes through the darkness, it gets hard to see. But be bold and courageous, oh, and follow where He leads. Greater is the One who's in us than he that's in the world. So child of God, remember,
came out the other side. Amen. And someone said one time, we're either in a valley, going through a valley, coming out of a valley. Yeah. Life is full of valleys. Life is. But also, life is full of mountaintops. And in fact, the valleys are in between mountaintops. And so we praise the Lord this morning for the opportunity to be here once again. I'll get lapeled up here in just a minute. Use this pulpit mic this morning, but so good to see everybody. Hope everybody has been doing good. School is back in session, and carpool is wide open, and just staying busy with that, and looking forward to a great school year for you, but also for my daughter over at Grace, and we were able to preach chapel this past Wednesday morning. Had a great time doing that, and so we're looking forward. I believe this will be our fifth year preaching chapel over there, time marches on, doesn't it? And Lily, she has, what, this year and two more years, and then she'll be graduated. And so, of course, that don't make me feel any younger. But anyway, start all over. Yeah, right. Came too far to turn back now, Brother Harold. But anyway, so good to be here. So good to see you. And again, we just want to welcome everyone to Calvary Baptist Church. Those watching on Facebook, thank you, thank you, thank you for being faithful to do that. And we always have some watching on Facebook. In fact, if I could just say this briefly, sometimes when I'm in public just a place where people are, places where I run into people, a lot of the times they comment on our Facebook page. And they say they watch, they tune in. And so Facebook is working, and of course it's not a replacement for going to church, but I will say that it has been a method by which people receive church. And so I praise the Lord for that. That is a good report, and so thank God for that. But we do want to mention some things this morning before we pray, and so good to see my grandparents back with us this morning. My grandpa was here last Sunday with my Aunt Patty, and grandmother wasn't here, but she's here. I've mentioned this, this Prayer Request Church, and you know all about it, but please continue to remember my sweet, sweet, loving grandparents having buried their son just the other week, my Uncle Cliff, and just pray for grace and strength for them, that God will be near, and that our family would surround them with love and all the rest of it. But we love you, and you know we're here for you. And so just glad you're here this morning, and enjoy the service all that you can. I do want to request prayer for the wildfires over in Hawaii, Maui. All of those fires taking place is just a horrific thing. So remember them when you pray. Also, let's remember Miss Dolores. She reached out to me last night as I was getting through my studies, and she's doing okay. She's progressing slowly, and there's a couple other measures they have to go to for that hernia to fully, the hernia operation to fully heal. But just please remember her and Leonard in your prayers. Miss Dawn Capistrano lives the 28th of this month for her surgery. Kick the door open behind the pulpit. I ain't started preaching yet. Remember that again, Miss Claudia Darby, in your prayers as she goes to doctors trying to get relief with her symptoms and situations. Remember those things. Also, there's many other requests on our prayer list and our bulletin. Please pick up a bulletin if you would to stay in tune of all the things going on here to church. I do want to say that the last Sunday night of this month, August, we are going to conclude our Sunday nights downstairs. That was our summer program. And the first Sunday in September, we'll be back up here on Sunday nights, which I'm excited about because I miss our Sunday night singing. And so I'm looking forward to having singing back on Sunday nights, and looking forward to, sometimes we've had some visitors, and they didn't know we were down there, and we missed out on that. So looking forward to having our visitors know where we're at on Sunday nights. And, of course, we'll start that back up when school lets out and go all summer. But saying that, we're still going to maintain our last Sunday night every month, dinner and devotion. And so that'll be special because it's one time a month as opposed to every single Sunday night. And it'll just feel special. And so remember that. 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. Also, next Sunday, we're going to have our baptism service. And so we're looking forward to that for our baptism service. Make sure that you be here for that. We're going to do that in the morning. It's going to be a great time next Sunday. And again, on the 10th of September is our homecoming. And the very next day, the 11th, our choir will be singing over at Victory Baptist Church off Austell Road. And so remember that as well. Are you glad you're here this morning. Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. And I know God wants to do something this morning. I know He does. And I got something special I want to share this morning. Lord, burn it on my heart yesterday. Father, we love You. We thank You. We praise You for all things, the good, the bad, the ugly. Lord, we don't always feel good. Emotionally, we're not always there. But Lord, we're here this morning, the place where we can be fixed emotionally, the place where we can leave and feel better. Lord, it's so much better to be here than anywhere else this morning. God, just remind us this morning that it's so needful that we plug in spiritually. This life, it drains our spiritual batteries. And God, we need to plug in so often, not just on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, but every day somehow, in some fashion, Lord, we just need to abide in You, plug in You, whisper a prayer, read a text verse in the Bible, Lord. Help us, Lord. Be mindful of You, because, God, You're always mindful of us. Father, I pray for the brokenhearted this morning. I pray for those who are going through dark times where they can't see their way through. Father, be a father to them. Lead them, guide them, direct them, help them. And, Lord, those who have had surgery, we pray for healing, God, that You would restore them, get them back to a place where, dear God, that they can enjoy life and move on to bigger and better things. Father, for all the rest of us that are here, Lord, I'm sure there are several unspoken requests or things we don't want to utter with our lips but are deep in our hearts. I pray this morning, Lord, that You would deal with all of us, speak to all of us, challenge us, dear Lord, encourage us, Lord. We have not met in vain. We're not just coming to church as a religious exercise to show off what we're wearing or this or that from the week before, but God, we are come in this place to worship and honor Jesus, the giver of life, Lord, the one who has gave His life on the cross of Calvary for sinners such as me and such as we. This morning, Lord, we give You ourselves and we pray that it be a satisfying sacrifice unto You. Bless us this morning through music. Bless us in the message. I pray that souls will be saved and lives will be changed and Christians would come back to the cross. We're living in the very last days. God, help us today be mindful that eternity is one step away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Church and choir, if you'll stand with me and turn with me over to page number 286. Everyone stand, everyone sing. Page 286, I'm in the Glory Land Way. All right, everyone sing together now.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the Glory Land Way.
This morning, we have some that are visiting with us, and we're very thankful for that. Some have visited with us several times, and we're thankful for that as well. So, it is good to see you in the house of the Lord. And a couple of those announcements would pertain to the choir and a great deal. And please be here today, choir, for choir practice at 4. We'll be getting ready for homecoming, which is right around the corner in September. That's September the 10th. Brother Snyder will be here with us that morning. We're very excited about that day. Again, that's September the 10th, and then on the 11th, on that following Monday, the choir will be going over for a revival service over at Victory Baptist Church on Austell Road, and we're very excited about that. It'll be a great opportunity if you've been praying about becoming a part of the choir, coming back to the choir, to come and go ahead and be with us. try and make ourselves ready for these next two services especially. But it is great to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. We're going to go to him again in a word of prayer. And we look forward to what the Lord has in store for us today. Amen?
Amen.
All right, great job. But let's ask him to be in the service. And I pray for Pastor this morning, pray for the offering as well. Brother Don, would you lead us as we pray? Next Sunday morning, as Pastor made mention of a few moments ago, we have a very special service, and that is baptism. I'm always excited about baptism. I love to hear the rustling of the water back there, and making ready for baptism, it's always a very exciting time. What that means is, we know that, that means that someone, Brother Harold, has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We have three or four, I think, that are going to be baptized next Sunday morning. It's a very exciting time. It's a very exciting time for our family because one of our own has accepted the Lord, and Gracie will be baptized next Sunday morning. We're very excited about that. If you're here this morning and you've never accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you've never come to the knowledge of the saving grace of God, I don't want to try and confuse it. I don't want to try and cause it to sound to where we can't understand it. Because I believe the Bible teaches us, Brother Larry, that it's as simple that even a child can understand. And I'm thankful for that. If you realize this morning that you're lost and you need Jesus as your Savior, you could come this very morning and ask the Lord to come into your heart. And I've been saved since I was 15 years old. That was a long, long time ago. But I'm as saved today as I was the night that I accepted the Lord as my Savior. And we're going to sing a song about that. But if the Lord touches your heart and you realize this morning that you're lost and you stand in need of Jesus as your personal Savior, would you come this morning as we sing? When I got up, I knew I had been changed.
appreciate that. We love you too. I'd asked Lily yesterday or the day before if she would sing this song this morning. And the title is, He Sees What We Don't. You know, thank God that He sees the things coming down the road. I'm not sure if I would want to see the things coming down the road. But He sees the things that are coming down the road, and He makes provisions before we even get there. And so just listen to the words of this song as she sings, He Sees What We Don't. Lord, this morning, and appreciate the truth in the songs that we sing around here. just so, so glad, so, so, so glad that the Lord Jesus is with us. Doesn't mean we're not going to feel any pain. Doesn't mean we're not going to experience any loss. But it just means that He will carry us. Then you look back and you think, well, how in the world did I get through that? Well, it wasn't you. It was God carrying you. And I appreciate the Lord this morning. Appreciate you, Brother Allen, and leading our choir faithfully through the years, in the past five since we've been here. Appreciate our choir members and appreciate that song, Lily. This morning, really do. And before we make our way to our text this morning, does somebody have a word to give, a word of testimony? I'm not twisting anybody's arm, but if there is something you have got to say, maybe it's time to say it. If not, we'll move on. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Make your way to 2 Samuel chapter 23 this morning, if you would. 2 Samuel 23. Or you can just follow along on the screen. Verses should be up there as they always are. However you can focus without being distracted this morning, you do that. You do that. 2 Samuel chapter number 23. I do want to bow for a quick word of prayer. And then we're going to summarize this chapter, read a couple verses, and bring the message that God has laid on my heart. Father, we love you this morning. We bow our heads and hearts one more time. If there's ever a moment I need you, it's now. I feel like, Lord, you have moved in the service. Some have responded during the singing at the altar, Lord, doing business with you. And for that, I'm thankful. Lord, in this room this morning, there are so many different hearts. Some are hurting. Some, again, have suffered loss. There are happy hearts here this morning, all kinds of hearts. Use your word this morning is my prayer. Holy Spirit, communicate the truths of this message from the pages of God's word to the hearts of the people that are here and those viewing on Facebook and listening online, and even the radio. Lord, we love you this morning. We thank you. We praise you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 23. We have a list, a catalog, if you would, of David's mighty men here in this chapter. There are, from what I count, at least 30 mighty men that are mentioned. Of course, through David's reign as king, he had more men than this. This is just a list of the honorable being mentioned. So he's had many, many, many more men. These are just the honorable that are mentioned. This chapter begins in verse 1 with this phrase, "Now these be the last words of David." In fact, the verse says in verse 1, chapter 23, 2 Samuel, "Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed
of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel said. And then he mentions a whole lot. Verse number 2 down through verse number 7, we see that David mentions qualities of a king. And then in verse number 8 through verse number 39, he gets into those who stood with him, those who fought with him. And when many left because of fear, there were some faithful ones that stayed. I want to say this morning, thank God for a good friend. Thank God for those who stay in it with you, who laugh with you, who cry with you, who believe in you. Thank the Lord for some good soldiers of the cross this morning. And so that's what we have here. In verse number 8 down through verse number 12, there is the first three men of David mentioned. And these three men were probably his best three men out of the 30. Verse number 8, we have Adino. And we have recorded a little bit of history from Adino. And what is said about Adino, David's mighty man, is that at one time he slew 800 of the enemy with a spear. At one time. At one time. In verse number 9 and 10, we have Eleazar in verse number 9 and 10. Eleazar fought until his hand was weary, and yet he still defeated the enemy. So we have two of the three mighty men of David through verse number 8 down through verse number 12. But this morning I'm interested in the third man, the first set of three mighty men of David, and that is the man Shammah. Verse number 11 and verse number 12, we have this mighty man of David. We have one who stayed with him, helped him, fought with him, and we have a little bit of his history listed here. So that's who I want to talk about this morning. And I want to look at a certain battle that he won, Shammah, the listed battle here that is recorded in 2 Samuel. It was a highlight of Shammah's life, as Eleazar's battle was a highlight of his life and Adino's battle was a highlight of his life. Something particular and something interesting happened in the life of Shammah that's recorded here. Notice, if you would, in verse number 11. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. I want to call your attention this morning to a phrase found in verse 11 and 12. Verse number 11, the Bible says, where was a piece of ground full of lentils? Another word for lentils could be peas. And then the phrase in verse number 12, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, or defended the lentils, or defended the peas. This morning, I want to preach, by the help of the Lord, for a few moments on this subject, protecting your pea patch. protecting your pea patch. And I want to mention three things about this subject that are very interesting to me. The attention of this message is threefold. It's to warn, but it's also to challenge. And at the same time, it's to encourage. So with this message, if we can warn and challenge and encourage by the help of the Lord, then we've achieved our task this morning. And so protecting your pea patch. The first thing I want you to notice is the enemy. Verse number 11, the Bible says, "And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a place of ground full of lentils." Number one, we see the enemy. And we know the enemy wanted what Shammah had. In fact, they were grouped together in a troop. And they found this parcel of ground where these lentils, these peas were. And that was Shammah's patch. That was Shammah's ground. Shammah also had some farmers and some friends and some family and some locals and some workers with him in this pea patch. But it was Shammah's pea patch. It belonged to him. But the enemy wanted what he had. So we see that the enemy crept in upon Shammah and his pea patch. Verse number 12 says that he defended it. I want to emphasize the word "it" there. The Bible says, "But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it." He was defending what he had. He was defending his pea patch. And we see that no doubt the reason why Shammah was so eager to defend his patch of lentils is because no doubt the hard work that Shammah had put into that ground. I mean, Shammah labored in that ground. Shammah sweated in that ground. Shammah, I'm sure, prayed for rain to hit that ground and for there to be a plenteous crop in that ground. And no doubt God blessed and he gave, and Shammah, he benefited from that ground. He benefited from the lentils. He benefited from the peas. This was Shammah's ground that he worked hard for, but the enemy wanted what he had. This morning I want to say that the devil wants your pea patch. The devil this morning wants the things that you have worked hard for, the things that you have labored for. He wants to work hard. The devil is working hard to try to get to your pea patch, the things God has given you. The devil wants your godly testimony destroyed. The devil wants this morning the precious and happy family that you have. All these things are found in our own personal pea patches. The devil this morning, he wants your strong marriage. He wants to weaken your marriage. He wants you to have a divorce. This morning, the devil, he wants your children who are following the Lord, or at least trying to follow the Lord. These are things that are found in our pea patches that God has given us. And this morning, the devil wants to invade your ground. We have an enemy here. And I want you to notice something else. In verse number 11, the Bible says that, "And the Philistines were gathered together in a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils." Notice this. "And the people fled from the Philistines." The people, the farmers, the workers, the locals, the friends, the family, all of those that were surrounding Shammah when the enemy came in, they fled. They did not stand and fight for what was rightfully theirs. They did not fight the enemy. They fled. Can I say this morning that everyone that has a pea patch, everyone that has something special from the hand of God, everyone that has precious gifts from God, family and friends, strong marriages, all the rest of it. Listen, everyone is not winning in that battle. The devil has ran many of families out of their own pea patches. The devil has destroyed many Christian testimonies because they did not stand and fight. Some of them didn't even feel the need to fight. I don't know what has weakened the hearts of a lot of Christians this morning, but a lot of Christians aren't standing and fighting for their pea patches. They're tucking their tail and they're running. This morning, the Word of God tells us to stand. To stand. Having on the armor of God and fight the devil, not in our strength, but the strength of the Lord. These people, they fled. Everyone's not winning this Christian battle. Everyone's not fighting. Many are giving up. I think we can look in the pews of this church and we can see not only this church, but churches across the globe, that there are many empty pews because people have lost their desire to fight. Well, it's easier just to give in than to fight. Lord, help us this morning. Stand and fight for what God has given us. Help us fight for our marriages. Help us fight for our teenagers. Help us fight for the close walk with God that we have. Help us fight for our integrity. Listen, integrity means so much to the believer. Help us fight for our integrity. Help us, Lord, to fight for a clean, godly thought life. The devil wants nothing more but to invade our pea patches and ruin our testimonies and disable our walk with God and cause a clean thought life to be a dirty thought life. He wants to tarnish your integrity and blow your testimony. This morning we need to face the enemy and fight in our pea patches. So we see the enemy in verse number 11. But in verse number 12, we see the engaged. The engaged. Verse number 12, the Bible says, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it. Let me tell you what's the truth. God got a hold of my heart last night with that. I finished up my message right at midnight. I closed my Bible, put the mess, summarized, went through it, reviewed quickly. Right after I put it in my Bible, closed it up, I said, I got to look at that one more time. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it. He was engaged in battle. Everyone was quitting. They all left because of fear, but Shammah stayed. He stood and he defended it. Shammah fought for his pea patch. Let us fight for our pea patches. Our faith and family, our morals and values. Let us fight this morning and not tuck tail and run. I want you to notice something else, verse number 12. We know verse 11 says that the people fled from the Philistines. But verse number 12, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it all by himself. Shammah was alone fighting. Shammah had integrity. And I'll tell you what I mean in a minute. What is integrity? Integrity is doing the right thing when you're alone. Shammah was alone and he was fighting. The question this morning is, are we engaged in battle when we're all alone? When no one else is around? Or do we allow the enemy to win? God spoke to my heart last night. Shammah standing in the midst of this ground and defending what belonged to him. I just imagine myself in this situation and how the devil tries to get on my shoulder and the allurements that he gives and all this, all that. Why don't you just do that? And I placed myself there and I thought, man, that is a battle. And that's how the devil wants to, the enemy of our souls wants to get to us. He don't want to get to us on Sunday mornings in church or Sunday nights or Wednesdays. He waits till a Monday rolls around or a Tuesday. Somewhere during the week when you're alone, he tries to take over the things that God has given you. Shama wasn't fighting for notoriety while being all alone. He wasn't fighting so that he could be this great warrior announced one day. Shama was fighting for what belonged to him because he was a man of integrity. That pea patch meant something to him. And he wasn't going to let the enemy just so quickly, swiftly come in and take it. Shama wasn't fighting for notoriety. Shama didn't try to bargain with the enemy. Oh, y'all guys want my parcel of land where my lentils are? I tell you what, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Shama didn't try to make no deals with the enemy. If Shama made a deal with the enemy, they would have possessed that land and been kicking down his door by nighttime. That is one way to let the devil into your life, is by trying to strike a deal. Trying to just listen to him. Oh, you know you want to give up. Oh, Christian, you know you want to quit. Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just do that? And you might say, well, I'll just do this a little bit. I'll just do that a little bit. I am going through a lot. I can't handle the pressure. I'll just do this a little bit. A little bit turns into a little bit more. A little bit more turns into a whole lot. And before you know it, the devil has got in your life and got in your house and things are disastrous, all because you reached the point of striking a deal with the devil. But Shama was a man of integrity. He said, no deals. I'm not trying to be this great warrior either. Not making any deals. Not letting you have my field, the Bible says. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it. Let us be men and women of integrity. When no one's looking and no one's around, and we feel the pressure and the weight of the world upon us, and our flesh starts to strike a deal with us, and then the devil tries to strike a deal with us. Help us just hold fast our integrity and trust God that he'll see us through, and fight for our pea patches, not give them over to the devil, but stand and fight. So there he was. He was alone by himself. I said it just a moment ago, but I'll say it again. You know, whenever you're alone, at least I can't make a blanket statement about everybody, but I can make a statement about me. Whenever I'm distracted and talking with people, busy doing something, it keeps my mind occupied. But the times I'm alone is when I'm undistracted. Things start spinning in my head. Start thinking about different things, and I start trying to live by the if factor. Well, if this would have happened, then this wouldn't have happened, or this and that. And before you know it, I'm at a place of discouragement, and a dark cloud is over my head. You've been there before? That's where the devil wants to attack you, when you're all alone. Just you and your thought life. That's what the devil wants to do. But if we this morning, if we can trust God with our dilemmas, if we can trust him with our circumstances, if we can value what we have in our pea patches, the families we have, the friends we have, our walk with God that we work so hard to cultivate, our testimonies and marriages and our children, again, our clean thought life, integrity, if we just place a big value on that, and fight, then the devil will flee and he won't take our pea patches. We see, number one this morning, the enemy. Number two, we see the engaged. Shammah was engaged. He stood and he fought. He was all alone, but yet he was a man of integrity and he didn't give up. Number three, we see the end. We see the end. Verse number 12. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. What was the ending like for Shammah? What was it like? How did it conclude? Well, Shammah won. Shammah won. He won because he was dependent upon God. Many times we start out dependent upon God, but then as time and circumstance happens, we go from dependent upon God to leaning on the arm of the flesh. Isn't that what Paul said in Galatians? You started out well. Who did hinder you that you could not finish? Something along those lines. You started out well, but you didn't finish well. So we see here that the Lord is the one who wrought this great work, not only in the life of Shammah, but he did in the life of Eleazar and Adino. It's the Lord this morning that we need. Oh, people say, oh, you're a religious guy. You go to church a lot and, you know, you do all these things and you think you're better than everybody. No, 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 none of those things. I go to church because I have a relationship with Jesus. I go to church so I can plug into him. I go to church and I read my Bible and I pray the best that I can, trying to get better and better every day. And I do those things because I know I have to be plugged in spiritually. Because I want to tell you, our flesh cannot stand the fight that we're in against the devil, the flesh, and the world. So Shammah won. Shammah was dependent upon God to win. Because of this dependence, he got the victory. This morning, the message is a little bit shorter than I normally preach. But as they come with the song, we're going to conclude the message right here. And let me leave you with this. Protect your pea patches. Let us all be people of integrity and resolve who decide to stand and fight off the enemy of our soul publicly and privately. Maybe someone's here this morning that you've allowed the enemy to creep in through some way, somehow or the other, and now he's in your territory and he's making havoc. I'd like to extend the invitation to you to come and pray, and anybody else that may feel the urge to come and pray this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you. I pray that you'd use the message this morning and apply it to every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. I urge you to come this morning if you need to come. Nobody's watching. Nobody's pointing. We're all here to get help. Would you come on the first verse? Please come and join others in the altar this morning. Don't let anyone pray by themselves. Continuing to sing while they're here, you come if you need to come. Appreciate those who responded at invitation time. Appreciate those who responded during the music part of the service. And appreciate you listening this morning. And so protect your pea patch. Protect it. And the devil wants to get it. All right. Remember choir practice today, 4 o'clock. And again, services will be downstairs through the month of August. And we'll have something want to share there, something a little different than this morning. So remember that. Anybody have a word, anything to mention before we close? All right. All called up. Okay, we'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. Remember next Sunday morning our baptism service. Please be here with us to witness that. Brother Ceylon, would you close us out?